What's up, Tim?
How are you, sir?
Hey. Good. Thank you for asking, my friend. So, what's a skinny, brother?
So, let's just talk. Let's talk. I know you got something on your mind. Let's just talk about it.
Yeah. Derek, what I like to talk about, because it's something that's happening right now, is, you know, looking at tracking in the past year and year before, we got something that we call a lull coming up around the 4th of July, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, even though I look at my schedule and I'm booking out in September, it's still, I'm thinking, man, like my call schedule's not filled up. And then upcoming weeks when it was like, people couldn't talk to me, they had to wait 8 to 10 days to talk to me. So I know you go through this as everybody else does in business. And a lot of people are panic stricken because, like, shit, my phone shut off. What do I do? So let's talk about some of the things you can do during this time, because, you know, we have to embrace the suck, but these slow period. I can't wait for it to happen because I know what I can accomplish during this time.
Yeah. Yeah. So the lull is coming. And that used to scare me. But because I've implemented the things based around the Shin Fu sales principles and what we learned here in the contractor fight on how to run a business and just be a smart business person. For me now, when the lull comes, I go to the lake. I go mountain biking. I take a little vacation. I have fun with it. Because I know this is a time to recharge. This is a time to focus on business if I choose, work on the business. And prepare, plan, take care of the team, let them take a little break if they need to. So that's because I've been doing, well, I repeat the same year for 19 years. And now the last 8 years, I've been implementing the things we teach in coach here. So now I can do that. Let me digress back 8 years. And it was scary. I didn't really know what to do. I had bills to pay, couldn't pay them. Couldn't pay the team, couldn't do anything, couldn't have any fun, stressed. But I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do and what we teach here. Probably like what a lot of individuals listening right now, they're scared of the law. But if they implement and do what we teach and coach, you can go to the lake. So what about you, Tim?
Yeah, so, you know, I think I'm a little bit farther along than I was last year. And I'm thinking about doing little different things. Like, let me give you an instance. So, and that's why I wanted to talk to Mike, because it's fresh to mind, is, you know, today my call schedule is not filled with normally a Friday would be like, oh my God, everybody's going to fire someone out. And I don't have that today. I want to create relationships with other business people, but maybe even some of the things that I don't do. For instance, like Derek, I don't know if you do, but I don't do herbicide applications for ponds. It's not what I do, but I'm looking to make a relationship with another company that does. And there's a lot of crappy businesses out there. People don't return phone calls, but I got a referral from somebody else and I pick up the phone and I call that company, say, look, told them who I was, what I do. And I said, you know, it sounds like you folks are doing something totally different than I do. It doesn't make sense that you and I should have a cup of coffee and just kind of talk about how we can help each other change some lives and make more money. And, you know, that would be like an open arm reception. He just couldn't wait, you know, to book a time with me and have a cup of coffee because, man, this is like, I would in the you know, on the thick of the business, how could I ever pick up a phone and talk to somebody and grab 5 minutes of their busy schedule? It would never happen. So why not take this opportunity this time when you're having that lull to create your relationships? And, you know, it might not be instant turn on, let's make cash today, but I know it will be next month. And the conversation sounded a little bit like, hey, Tim, you guys do this, and I know we don't do that. And I have like at least 3 dozen leads come a month where I have nowhere to send them to. If I sent them to you, would you take care of them? I'm like giggling, dude. If you see me on the phone, I'd be wetting my pants. I'm so excited to, you know, create a relationship like that. He's got customers. They have a heartbeat. They have money. And they need somebody like me, like them. It would never happen. So I'm embracing this. You know, other things we're doing, man, you talk about, you know, going to the lake. How about company events? Doing something to be a team, coming together.
What's that? They go to the lake with me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I don't go to the lake alone.
I was thinking you're driving around, bourbon, boat around.
Well, it makes me think of, I think it's a book out there. I've never read it, but it's something like Never Eat Alone. And I don't know if it's an actual book, but it just makes sense to me. Like, why would you eat lunch alone when you could grab coffee, it's pie, lunch, whatever. It's with the contractor, and just talk shop, just build some bond and rapport. And I'm thinking as you share this, I do water features for three other landscape companies. Now they're not sending like 10, 15 a year, but I'd do a couple. And that's a couple more than I would have. And why is that? Because one of them is a landscape designer that works for that company. And she and I go to this same burger joint. It's called Brown's Diner. It's flat top burger, regular old bun with onion, tomato, whatever else you want on. It's really simple. But then they only have Budweiser. So it's a burger and a beer. And you know it's going to be Budweiser. And we do that about every quarter. And so we're having lunch. And then the other company's right down the street from my garden center. And I know the project manager from it's called the Donaldson Gateway Project, where a couple landscape companies and a bunch of volunteers got together and we landscaped the entrances to Donaldson. You come off the highway.
All right.
So made a relationship with him. And the other is someone that comes into the garden center and we've just chatted before several times. So those, as you're saying this, those are just easy opportunities. But if I was to push a little bit and reach out to some of those others and, hey, can I buy you some lunch?
Fighters, I want to invite you to go to milehighprofitsummit.com and check out the lineup we have for you at Mile High Profit Summit this year in Denver, Colorado. I'm super excited because not only are we bringing you the theme of Sell Unafraid, we're also unlocking breakout sessions for the first time. We're going to dig into the numbers. We're going to dig into attracting higher quality leads. We're going to dig in how to sell using simple tools that are out there for you so that you can walk home with higher profits and a better quality of life. Go to milehighprofitsummit.com and come join us and hang out. And let's get real this year and change your life, change your business. I'm out.
Yeah, so let's go right there, what you just said. Because, you know, the conversation was yesterday with Janelle, my wife. I said, hey, you know that garden center that sent us a couple of jobs? And who are those customers' names? She told me the names. I said, those are over $86,000 in work. Have we ever sent them a thank you? I said, could you please call them and ask them how many people are working there? I'd like to go over there and buy them lunch or buy them a bunch of pizzas for the help and, you know, break bread with them. Because, I mean, we've never thanked them. How can we let that pass? It's almost irresponsible, Derek. They gave me and trusted me with leads. I took money and I never gave anything back. It's like, this is the time. It's a perfect time. If I'm not running around chasing things to embrace the suck of the down, the time, the opening, the schedule, and that we're not on the lake, we're actually giving back.
Way better idea than I had.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's, I mean, I like your idea too, but to give somebody else a little happiness, right? Because, I mean, if they're in a facility like what your garden center, Derek, your people are there all day to have somebody come in and buy them lunch. Like, how cool is that? I used Nobody's to love ever. It. Yeah. Another thing, you know, I think I'm going to do more mindful of, and I think most people don't do it, is go over their numbers, look at their overhead, and make sure the numbers are dialed in. You know, I know it's easy to sit down and not do anything because there's nothing going on. But man, if you wrote on your calendar saying, hey, today I'm going to redo my numbers, or today I'm going to revisit my health insurance policy, or whatever, all the mundane stuff that we put off and we never get done, if we're dedicated and we add it to our calendar and respect that, hey, we're putting this hour aside, this 2 hours aside in the morning after our coffee to just take care of the stuff that gets pushed aside, but writing it down so we attack it. These are the things that I'm doing, Derek. I mean, I think it matters. It's not going to matter right today, right? These relationships, but it's going to matter. The dividends it's going to pay off is well worth putting the effort into doing the stuff that we just kind of back burner.
100%. The relationships makes so much sense, and it does matter when you really think about how we network within the contractor fight. We've become more friends, and you and I have been friends for years now. And we have a different relationship than we first met. So when I think of how we communicate about our families and our children and what we do and how we travel, you create that with a contractor locally, and you build that friendship over time, and you do the niceties. I mean, why are they not going to send you work? Because you're friends. Like, it's so simple. And with that, I've built a relationship with the pool builder here. He's hired us to do 3 jobs for him. And a customer reached out. We were hoping to do a rec pond. Not going to do it. His pool just needs to be rebuilt. So who am I going to call? I'm going to call the pool guy that hired me.
You know, it's, you know, something that just came. I'm listening to what you're saying, and I'm digesting it, and I'm thinking at the same time. When I called this guy, and he must have thought, oh my God, this guy's going to try to sell me something. Because I told him who I was, what I own, and what I do. And he's listening. He goes, look, I only got 5 minutes for you. I says, cool. I says, that's all I need. You and I need to know each other. Would it make sense we grab a cup of coffee? Because I have some work that I don't do. And the guy was like, you know what? This business, you know, this industry we're in, he's like, we have to help each other. He's like, oh my God. It's like, he was waiting for that call. And maybe he was too busy to make that type of relationship. He didn't even know about me. And he, you know, Derek, he's been passing work off to some other company that's non-responsive. It's like, you don't know.
I'm not calling another pool company. Guys, give us 3 jobs. I mean, upwards of $200,000. Of course I'm going to do business with them. Just makes sense.
You know, even if it's not about money, Derek, even if it's not about giving each other work, would it make sense to elevate a person in a similar industry to help them? I mean, it was last week. I was on my walk. I walked by an aquarium. I mean, I go by this place all the time. It's an alley. Like you'd have to break down to find this place. And I went in there, and I had just like my workout clothes on. I just walked in and say, I don't know who you know. I know you probably don't know who I am, but I'm the pond guy. And I told him the name of my company. I says, does it make sense that you and I know each other? I don't sell, you know, aquarium stuff. He goes, oh my God, I've seen your trucks around. I just, great. I said, how can I help you? You know, we just started talking. It's like, it's a network of people that's kind of making the industry better. And whether, you know, he knows my trucks, he knows what he do. What's the chance of maybe him knowing somebody someday who says, hey, I need somebody to fix my pond?
The conversation will come up. What are we talking about? They were talking about their pond, and I need to get some more coin. And like, oh, I know a guy. Call Tim over at New England Aquatics.
Yeah, my hope is that, you know, people listening to this, Derek, like, and be inspired to do something when they're sitting on their ass, feeling bad for themselves that the phone isn't ringing, and go do something to make it ring. Yeah. You know what? Honestly, Derek, you can think of it as something uncomfortable. And I don't, you know, I there was no hesitancy because I had a phone call that was scheduled and the customer didn't answer. I just, screw it. And I, you know, I call that phone number. It's like you say, the 54321, pick up the phone, make the call. So if you're thinking about something, do it, because
act on it.
Yeah. Because if you don't, if nothing changes, nothing changes.
Nothing changes if nothing changes. So let's wrap it up, Tim. So what do we got here? So the lull's coming. I'm going on the lake. You're going to work. So some key points. It's I said never eat alone, so have lunch. You're saying reach out, have a cup of coffee, work on your business, look at your numbers, just take advantage of a phone call. What am I missing here?
Yeah, you know, here's another thing. And track this shit, because it happens every year. Yeah. It happens. And if you know what the phone calls, you know how many leads you're getting and where they're coming from and how, you know, when they stop, you can track that and you can pick up your, you know, Google AdWords or whatever it is. I mean, my marketing style then, I'm pretty good about that because I hire the people to take care of that. So it's not me. It's just the way it is. And it's going to be like that. It happens at the holidays. It's going to happen around Christmas. It's going to happen around Thanksgiving, Memorial Day. It happens. But when those things happen, you know they're going to happen. And you expect them, so you're not bummed out and saying, oh my God, is my phone, did I pay my phone bill? It's going to happen. So track these things, expect them, and just embrace them. Embrace the suck, okay?
Embrace the suck. Yeah. All right. Awesome, Tim. We'll see you on the next one.